From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Egypt's new military rulers are trying to get things back to normal. Soldiers have been dismantling the tents in Cairo's Tahrir Square. The demonstrators occupied for more than 2 weeks. The BBC's Keith Adams is in Cairo. He says some protesters remain in Tahrir Square, but traffic is moving again.
I'm in what remains of the tent city here in Tahrir Square. It's being dismantled around me by the protesters. With the help of lots of red beret soldiers, they turned up here this morning and they've gently pushed the protesters into a small area where now several hundred of them remain. They're still dancing, they're still waving flags, but they are much reduced in number. And all around me, traffic is moving. Once again, Tahrir Square is a traffic island.
The BBC's Keith Adams reporting from Cairo. President Obama has been in touch with the leaders of Jordan, Turkey, and Britain to discuss the latest developments in Egypt. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the president reaffirmed his support for the Egyptian people.
In a statement about the calls, the White House says Mr. Obama welcomed the announcement from Egypt's new military leaders that they're committed to a democratic civilian transition and that they will stand by Egypt's international obligations. The president stressed the U.S. commitment to provide the support that is necessary and requested by the Egyptian people to pursue a credible and orderly transition to democracy. That includes working with international partners to provide financial support. The White House says the leaders agreed on the importance of a peaceful transition to a democratic government that is responsive to the aspirations of the Egyptian people and agreed to work closely together moving forward. During the calls, President Obama emphasized his conviction that democracy will bring more, not less, stability to the region. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Egypt will be at the top of the agenda for Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen. He's due in the Middle East today, where he'll be meeting with leaders in Jordan and Israel. Iranian opposition groups are reportedly planning to defy a government warning. The groups are calling for a rally tomorrow to show solidarity with Tunisian and Egyptian protesters. Last week, authorities rejected the opposition's request to stage the rally and warned of repercussions if it does. President Obama is to present his budget to Congress tomorrow, but Republicans are already critical, saying it does not go far enough. The budget is reported to take a targeted approach to spending cuts to make room for increases elsewhere. For example, the president wants some $53 billion for high-speed rail over the next few years and more money for his initiative to improve school performance. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president's record on spending and debt is horrible. He told a crowd in Kentucky that Mr. Obama's legislative agenda is over. This is NPR. In Switzerland, people are voting on an initiative to tighten gun laws by restricting access to firearms. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports a proposal calls for banning army-issue guns from the home and storing them at regional arsenals.
All Swiss men have to serve in the army. They traditionally keep their weapons at home. Supporters of the initiative argue suicides and domestic violence would be reduced if guns were taken out of the home. Opponents say tighter laws would undermine the military and could eventually lead to the abolition of the army. Polls are almost evenly divided on the outcome. Swiss pollster Claude Longchamp says women could tip the balance in its favor.
Women are not part of the army. They have no arms normally at home. So it's an absolutely different situation between men and women.
Switzerland has between 2 and 3 million guns among its 8 million people, making it the third most armed country in the world after the United States and Yemen. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Members of the French Tennis Federation have rejected a plan to move the French Open to the Paris suburbs. The French Tennis Federation voted today to keep the tournament at Roland Garros while it undergoes renovations. The music world is looking to Los Angeles for tonight's Grammy Awards. A coveted Record of the Year contenders are almost entirely from the R&B and hip-hop world, including Eminem's Love the Way You Lie. Among those who've already been honored with Grammys for lifetime achievements include Julie Andrews, jazz drummer Roy Haynes, and punk pioneers The Ramones. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Committed to helping